Sunday, we are hitting the road. And by we, I mean one of my, a couple of my colleagues from the U.S. Embassy are hitting the road with YALI alumni, that's Mandela Washington Fellows from the years 2014 and the years 2015. They're hitting 12 cities, and the goal of the entire tour is to encourage Zimbabwe's brightest and best leaders between the ages of 25 and 35 to apply for this year. We received some very big news from the White House, and that is that 60, that's 6-0 Zimbabweans, will be invited this next year, the 2016 Fellowship Summer. And 60 is an incredible number for Zimbabwe to receive. That's the same amount of fellows as South Africa and Kenya will enjoy. So what we're doing with this tour is we're putting our alumni out there on stage to tell whoever wants to hear about their experience, about why it was life-changing it for them, and encourage people to apply. We're really looking for diverse applicants from all around Zimbabwe who really want to make a brighter future.
What led you to embark on this tour?
We're in Harare, and it's easy to meet people in Harare, but we feel it is incredibly important that next year's applicants really represent all of Zimbabwe's provinces. We can't hit everything on this one tour, but we hope through a few different outreach efforts to get good coverage around the country. We've had two applicants from Vic Falls over the last 2 years, one applicant from Dinga, and we just really think we could do better.
What are the challenges that are normally faced by applicants whenever they're trying to, you know, apply for this kind of fellowship?
Internet access. The application is only on the internet, available on the internet. That is definitely a challenge that people face. What we're doing on the tour is we'll be handing out the questions so that people could take the time to work on their responses and then only go to find internet for the submission process.
Suppose there's a young girl or young boy in Chipinge down there in the rural areas wants to apply.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be possible to reach those kind of people?
That's what we're hoping for. We really feel that the leaders, and now we're looking for civic engaged leaders and business and entrepreneur leaders, but emerging leaders in their fields. And we don't think that that means that we're only going to find those people in the cities. We know that there's leadership all over the country.
How popular is this fellowship?
Well, for the first two years of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, the flagship program of YALI, the Young African Leaders Initiative, the response has been bigger than anybody could have ever imagined. In Zimbabwe, we've had at least 2,000 applicants each year, which has made our job very difficult to narrow down to 30 finalists both years for the White House to consider. And this year, We hope to even have more applicants so that we can pick 60 of the brightest and best people to recommend to the White House.
Do you have a message for potential applicants?
I would like applicants who are very interested in applying to understand that they should really take time with the application. It's going to be very competitive, and we'd like some real thought put into the answers about the work that you're doing and what it is that you are trying to accomplish in Zimbabwe. And one sentence answers are unfortunately not going to help somebody's application be reviewed.
And maybe you can also talk about the qualifications for people to get into this program. What do you need to have? Yes.
The age range is 25 to 35 years old. For the exceptional candidate under 25 years old, their application will also be considered. We're really looking for people who demonstrated something. So if an applicant knows that they want to accomplish many things in their life but hasn't yet been able to before their age or for their place in life accomplish any one of those things, I think it would be difficult for them to be competitive in this application process. But we're really looking for people who've demonstrated some leadership and accomplishments in their communities.